Todd Furman is with us now. Hey, Todd, what's going on?
I've got. I want to set you. You just set a line. What are the odds?
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. You're an odds expert at Caesars in Las Vegas. What are the odds that a terrorist could make the 3HL crew laugh if we interviewed him on air?
Oh, I would say that's probably about a -$9 favorite. I'm convinced that we could put anybody on the air. If they came up with a good joke, you guys have a great sense of humor, we'll be able to laugh just about anybody on that.
My position is that terrorists have very bad senses of humor. Because if you make explosive underwear, I don't think they made any jokes while they were making the explosive underwear. I think they were treating it like they were negotiating like the Dayton Peace Accords, like they were trying to bring peace to the world, except the opposite. I don't think they could tell a joke.
Definitely a good chance that their sense of humor won't exactly translate real well to what we're trying to accomplish. So I will give you that much. But you guys have had to watch years and years of Vanderbilt football, though, so you guys have to have a sense of humor on that.
From Vegas.
Off the top rope. All right, what are people?
That's unbelievable.
What are people betting on right now? Are they betting on this Lakers series now that it's gone to Game 6? Are they betting? I mean, this is kind of the slow season for you too, right?
Yeah, definitely. As soon as the Kentucky Derby is over, it essentially marks the beginning of summer out here in Las Vegas. We won't really start to see heavy traffic in our sports book outside of maybe the Manny Pacquiao Tim Bradley fight that comes up in early June until preseason football kicks off in August. So we'll see folks trickling in, looking to bet NFL futures, college football futures, even college hoop stuff that we have on the board, a steady flow of NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs. But baseball is really the dog days of summer out here, and people would really rather come out here, sit by the pool, and spend time in the sports book with us.
All right. Blaine asked this question the other day, and I'm actually intrigued by it. Can Mayweather bet on himself in the boxing matches? He bets on everything. If he wants to lay money on a fight that he's involved in, is that permitted under Vegas gaming rules? And I don't know the answer at all. You may not even know.
Gaming rules are pretty strict on that. That if fighters have their own, they can't bet on themselves. And if there's different affiliations, including members of their camp that are well known, that's strongly frowned upon. Now, to say that it doesn't go on, we don't know for sure. At the same time, though, if we catch wind of that, we're responsible for reporting those kind of things to gaming. And we wouldn't actually book a fighter that was in betting on himself for his upcoming bout.
Give me the Grizzlies. What kind of odds do we have with the Grizzlies? They're down 3-1. We talked to Chris Vernon in Memphis today. He said he'd be shocked if they lose tonight. If they win tonight, they get some momentum. Anyway, they come back. Only 8 teams have ever done it.
Well, here's the thing. When you talk about the fact that 8 teams out of, I believe it's 194, 195 teams, so you're talking about a minuscule percentage. Out here in Vegas, we give them a much greater potential of that occurring than what history tells us. The Grizzlies are actually only +270 to come back and win this series. And that's mainly because you talk about what the number is tonight. They're a 6.5-point favorite. Game 6, if they were to get through tonight, they'd be about a 1.5 to 2-point dog. And then they'd have home court advantage in Game 7. So the Grizz, as far as Vegas is concerned, we're not writing them down and out, although history says they have a tall mountain to climb.
Well, how about those Pacers? I said they'd win the upset, but people don't realize. I think they play the Heat. I don't think they'll beat the Heat, but I think they're gonna give them a run for their money here, and it may go 7 games. What do you think?
You'll get a pretty healthy price on the Pacers. I mean, from a true power number standpoint, the Heat probably project out to about a 1-6 favorite against the Pacers in that series. But I think in the over-under for Pacer wins, I think you have to set at 1.5. I believe this series is 5. Maybe 6 games max. I'd be surprised if they actually went to 7. Kind of set the over-under at Heat total losses in the Eastern Conference once the Bulls went down at 4.5. I think that number still holds true with the Pacers on deck.
All right, I'm going to jump to Josh Hamilton. He had a 4 home run night. I've never seen anything like that live, I think he was the 16th player to do it.
That's right.
What are the odds that could happen again this season?
If we're setting odds on that, that's going to be a pretty big long shot, considering it, like you said, Blaine, it's only happened 16 times in history. I mean, you'd probably be able to get at least 100-1 on something like that, and it would be more of a novelty prop. The true math wouldn't really reflect the realistic nature that we could see it twice in one season, but definitely one of the best single-game performances we'd seen. I mean, 4 two-run home runs and nearly missed hitting a 5th on that double that came off the wall.
Right. Todd Furman, our man in Vegas at Caesars Entertainment, helps set the lines out there at Todd Furman on Twitter. Todd, to piggyback that, it's strange. 16 times in Major League history, but 14 times since 1990.
Oh.
Isn't that interesting?
Wow.
Says quite a bit about the live ball era. Although I think you have to go back and look over the last handful of years and see once the performance-enhancing drugs have been taken out of the game, those numbers have declined. But what's interesting is you look at that list, and it's not exactly common superstars that are on there. I mean, the one that resonates the loudest for me is probably Mark Whitten, and you're not talking about a guy who's really going to Cooperstown anytime soon.
Yeah, I think the last time was 2006, so 13 times between 1990 and 2006. Clay?
Todd, Canner Gaming, I know one of your competitors, came out with lines basically for every NFL game in advance. I was going to ask, I don't know when your lines will officially go live. I know they're about a month earlier than they usually are. How much do those lines change, and how much action do you get early? And for Titans fans who are out there, cover your ears if you don't want to be cursing the future. The Titans are not favored, according to Las Vegas, until week 8.
When you talk about what Cantor's doing, I mean, they've been visionaries out here within the industry, and I tip my hat to them taking the lead and trying to do some unique things. From speaking to some of their people over there, these are as much a novelty as anything else. You won't see a ton of sharp action come in on these type of propositions this far out. We'll typically hang our week one numbers as late as early August just for a safety standpoint as much as anything else. So much can change between now and then. However, you have to tip your hat, like I said, to guys that want to put numbers out there, create the buzz. But I will warn people who go through those numbers and look to try and see how many times a team is favored, not always a good indication of what the win total will be that will be hanging probably in the middle of July.
Todd, I saw one thing you said that I thought was interesting, and I've agreed with it, and we've talked about it before. Our society says you can't gamble on sports, you can't gamble on sports, and yet the Kentucky Derby comes on, and basically the entire show is about gambling on sports. How do you reconcile that hypocrisy?
It's one of those events that, you know, I kind of scratch my head about, especially when you see some of the big names that are there. You know, watching the pre-Derby coverage, it's Aaron Rodgers, it's Bill Belichick, it's John Calipari that they're bringing in to talk about the horse races. From my standpoint, I don't understand exactly what makes betting on horses that much different than betting on professional sporting events. And I believe it was a radio host out of Denver by the name of Peter Burns who said he wants to see a more progressive model, similar to what you see in the UK and Australia, where you go out to a game, all sports gambling is nationalized, and you have that chance to place a wager, whether it's on the Titans right there at LP Field, or you want to bet the Monday night game anywhere in Nashville. It makes for a much more transparent culture, and in my opinion, I think it helps increase the integrity of the sport, similar to what Dana White believes it's done to the UFC.
I completely agree, and I think we're going to look at the lack of gambling allowed on sports as a form of prohibition for our era. In the same way you look and say, I can't believe alcohol and liquor weren't able to be sold, I think eventually our kids will look and say, this is crazy that you can't bet on sports.
Well, I know if there's anyone who wants to champion things that are illegal right now and wants to legalize them, you can definitely lead the charge, Clay. When we talked in studio about legalization of pot, prostitution, and everything else, I know we have the right.
I want to legalize everything between consenting adults. Everything.
Thank you, Todd. Appreciate you, man.
Always a pleasure, guys. Enjoy the game.
At Todd Furman, 414 the time, 737-1045, 1-866-492-ZONE. Brent Doherty, Blaine Bishop, Clay Travis, 1045 the Zone.